The Caldecott, named for the beloved English illustrator of children's books, Randolph Caldecott, was established 7 years ago to supplement the Newbery Medal. This year, the medal goes to Elizabeth Orton Jones for her beautiful illustrations in Prayer for a Child by Rachel Field. In deciding to honor Miss Jones, the children's librarians of the country also had in mind their long-term debt to her for her own heartwarming books, notably Twig and Maminka's Children. A Prayer for a Child is such a reverently designed book, I wish I could put a copy into the hands of every child of every race in every country. I'll read you just two lines from it. Bless other children far and near and keep them safe and free from fear. I am honored to introduce to you now Miss Elizabeth Orton Jones, illustrator of Prayer for a Child and winner of the Caldecott Medal for this year's most distinguished American picture book for children. Miss Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Melcher. When the manuscript of Rachel Field's Prayer for a Child came to me one morning, with Doris Patty's suggestion that I draw pictures to go with it, I knew at once that I should like to try. I sat down with the little prayer. It was not new to me. I had already read it. I already loved it. There is a difference, though, between reading something to take into yourself to keep and reading something to give out again through your own interpretation. Rachel Field wrote the prayer for her little girl, Hannah. I wondered, who was I to make pictures for Hannah's prayer? I didn't know Hannah. I had never met Rachel Field, actually, only through her books. What kind of pictures did she see when she first read the prayer to Hannah? What kind of pictures did Hannah see as she listened? What kind of pictures was I going to draw for Hannah and for other children to look at? For a long time, I sat with Hannah's prayer. Bless this milk and bless this bread. I thought of my old silver cup and how it used to feel to my hand, heavy with milk and cool and shiny. Bless this soft and waiting bed. I thought of the blue and white quilt made by Mamie with pictures from Mother Goose and from Aesop on it. Through the darkness, through the night, let no danger come to fright my sleep. I went to the window to feel again how it used to feel at night looking out into the sky. I had no little girl. The little girl closest to me was the little girl I used to be. I'd have to pretend. I'd pretend that I and the little girl I used to be were two separate people. I'd pretend we both lived in my studio. She would go to sleep and wake up, get dressed and undressed, think thoughts and dream dreams in my studio while I drew. Bless the lamplight, bless the fire. I would try to draw the quiet, comfortable happiness a child feels at bedtime. Bless the hands that never tire in their loving care of me. I would try to draw security. Bless my friends and family. I would try to draw companionship. Bless my father and my mother. I would try to draw love. Bless other children far and near and keep them safe and free from fear. I would try to draw the feeling of fellowship that exists without the necessity for a San Francisco conference among all children. So let me sleep and let me wake in peace and health for Jesus' sake. Amen. I would try to draw the confidence a child feels in being sure of the presence of God. All this I would try to draw. Drawing is very like a prayer. Drawing is a reaching for something away beyond you. As you sit down to work in the morning, you feel as if you are on top of a hill, and it is as if you were seeing for the first time. You take your pencil in hand. You like to draw what you see. And so you begin. You try. The result depends on a good many things. On how much you know about drawing, for one. If you don't know much, your picture isn't very good. Good or bad, however, it is never what you tried to draw. Your picture is never what you saw from the top of your hill. Never. But if somebody, a grown-up or a child, a little old beggar woman or a king, anybody, can, by looking at your picture, catch a glimpse of what you saw. If somebody, anybody, can in that way understand what you tried to draw, then, likening drawing to a prayer again, your prayer has been answered. I should like to accept the Collicut Medal and the honor that goes with it as a trust. I should like to try to express my gratitude for that trust on every page of every book I'm ever to do for children.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Daniel Melcher, son of Frederick G. Melcher, editor of Publishers Weekly and donor of the Newbery and Caldecott Medals, has just presented the Newbery Medal to Robert Lawson for his book, Rabbit Hill, and the Caldecott Medal to Elizabeth Orton Jones for her picture book, A Prayer for a Child. This is the National Broadcasting Company.